بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. The subject is about the i'tikaf. An i'tikaf means seclusion. And legally it means to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through seclusion and staying in the mosque with the intention of becoming closer to Allah through several acts of worship and remembrances. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah be pleased with him, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, since the heart's rectitude and firmness upon the path towards Allah the Most High rests upon directing it solely upon Allah and causing it to turn and give all its attention to Allah the Most High, and since the disorder of the heart cannot be rectified except by turning to Allah the Most High, and its disorder will be increased by eating and drinking too much, mixing with people excessively, speaking profusely, and sleeping too much, these will cause it to wander, meaning the heart to wander in every valley, and cut it off from its path to Allah, weakening it, diverting it, or putting a halt to it. And he said that from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he has prescribed for them fasting, which will cut off the excess or the excesses of eating and drinking, and empties the heart of its desires, which divert it on its journey to Allah the Most High. He prescribed it in due proportion as will be appropriate and will benefit the slave with regard to this world and the hereafter, and does not harm him nor damage what is beneficial for him, meaning fasting. He also prescribed the i'tikaf for them, by which is intended that the heart is fully occupied with Allah the Most High, concentrated upon Him alone, and cut off from preoccupation with the creation. Rather it is engrossed with Allah alone, the one free of all defects, such that remembering Him, loving Him, and turning to Him takes the place of all anxieties of the heart and its suggestions, such that he is able to overcome them. Thus all his concerns are for Allah alone. His thoughts are all of remembrance and thinking of how to attain Allah's pleasure and what will cause or brings nearness to Him. And this leads the person to feel contented with Allah instead of the people, so that prepares him for being at peace with Him alone on the day of loneliness in the grave, when there is no one else to give comfort, nor anyone to grant solace except Him, Allah. So this is the greater goal of i'tikaf. This is the greater goal of i'tikaf. So we said that i'tikaf is the worship of Allah through seclusion and staying in the mosque with the intention of drawing near to Allah, and that this was the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during the last 10 days of Ramadan especially, and he would do it during other months as well. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to practice i'tikaf, seclusion in the mosque, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and used to say, look for the night of the Qadr, of decree, in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And this is in Sahih Bukhari. And also from the hadith of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Prophet ﷺ used to perform i'tikaf for 10 days every Ramadan. Then when it was the year in which he was taken, died, meaning he performed the i'tikaf for 20 days. And Aisha reported that the Prophet ﷺ used to practice i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan till he died, and then his wives used to practice i'tikaf after him. And that he used to perform i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan until Allah the Mighty and Majestic took him, meaning until he died. And this is agreed upon hadith. And also from the narration by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever makes i'tikaf with me is to make i'tikaf during the last 10 nights. Now, as to the specified time, the sunnah or the preferred i'tikaf has no specific time limit. And it can be for a long time or a short time. And the reward will be according to how long one stays in i'tikaf. The place of i'tikaf there's a difference of opinion regarding it. Some of the scholars limit it only to the three mosques, to Mecca, the mosque and the Haram in Mecca, the Haram in Medina, and Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem. However, the majority of the scholars are with the opinion that it is permissible in all other mosques, but it is preferable and more complete if it is done in these three, in one of these three. Now, is fasting conditional so as to make i'tikaf? There's more one. Some of the scholars condition that fasting is required, that there is no i'tikaf without fasting. And the other opinion that it is correct to do it without fasting. And this is the correct opinion. However, with fasting it is better. With fasting it is better. Thirdly, it is recommendable to be done in the last 10 of the month of Ramadan. The person enters the mosque the night of the 20th and leaves the night of the Eid, when the Eid is affirmed, the sighting of its moon or the completion of the month. This is the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The fasting can be discontinued unless it is a vow. The fasting, the i'tikaf I mean, can be discontinued unless it is a vow. It is permissible for the person in i'tikaf to move inside the mosque, and also it's permissible for him to find a place and to center most of his time in this place, but it is permissible for him to move inside the mosque. As to the mosque, the i'tikaf is to be in the mosques where Salatul Jama'ah, where the congregational prayers are held, so that he doesn't leave the i'tikaf and therefore miss the purpose of i'tikaf, of seclusion. The person in i'tikaf may leave for that, to conclude that which is needed for him to conclude from the needed matters, in order to, for example, to answer the call of nature, because this is something that he personally must perform. If he needs to eat or drink and there is no one to bring him the food, he may leave to get it. If he needs to vomit, he may leave the mosque to do so. For anything that he must do but cannot do in the mosque, he can leave it, and such acts will not be, yani, will not void his i'tikaf, even if they take a long time. For example, actions include washing oneself from sexual defilement and cleaning his body or clothes from impurities. And the person may eat, drink, and sleep in the mosque and should keep it clean. He may conclude certain conversations, but keep them limited. And he may receive visitors also, but try to keep that limited so that he doesn't indulge in too much worldly talks. Safiya, may Allah be pleased with her, she said that the Prophet ﷺ was making i'tikaf in the last 10 of Ramadan, so I came to visit him at night, and his wives were with him and then departed. I talked with him for a while, then I stood up to leave. So he said, "Don't hurry, for I will accompany you." He stood along with me to accompany me back, and this shows his humbleness, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And her dwelling was in the house of Usama bin Zayd, until when he came to the door of the mosque, near the door of Salama, two men of the Ansar of the Helpers were passing by. When they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they hastened by. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Be at your ease, for she is Safiya bint Huyay." So they said, "Subhanallah, O Messenger of Allah, we did not have any doubt about it." He said, quote, "Indeed, Shaitan, the devil, circulates in the son of Adam just as blood circulates, and I feared that he would insert an evil thought, or he said something into your hearts." And this is reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and there are also additional narrations from Abi Dawood. Combing and cutting one hair, clipping one nails, cleaning one's body, wearing nice clothes, wearing perfume, all are permissible. We know that Aisha, from the hadith of Aisha, she said the Prophet ﷺ was performing i'tikaf, and he would put his head out through the opening to my room, and I would clean or comb, in one narration, his hair. And I was menstruating at that time, she said. May Allah be pleased with her and her father. And she said also, when the Prophet ﷺ was performing i'tikaf, he brought his, when the Prophet ﷺ performed i'tikaf, he brought his head close to me so I could comb his hair. And he would not enter the house except to fulfill the needs a person has. Women are permitted to make i'tikaf if it is in a mosque clear, close by, and it is safe, and the mosque is close to her mahrams or her family, and she feels secure. Because the Prophet's wives did i'tikaf after him. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said the Prophet ﷺ used to practice i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan till he died. And then his wives used to practice i'tikaf after him, and this is in Sahih al-Bukhari. She, the woman, should not forget modesty and the hijab when they intend to perform i'tikaf, and choose a mosque close by to their mahrams and their families, and if it is safe, and if this mosque has a place for women. If this mosque has a place for women. As to what may nullify one's seclusion in the mosque, if he intentionally leaves the mosque without any need to do so, even for a short time. If the person intentionally leaves the mosque without any need to so, need to do so, even if it is for a short time. Because in this case, he would not be staying in the mosque, and this is one of the principles of seclusion, of i'tikaf. If the person abandons belief in Islam, because this will nullify all his worship, if he ascribes partners to Allah, his work will fail, and he will be amongst the losers. If the person becomes insane or drunk, or with respect to women, if she gets her menstruation or post-childbirth bleeding, this disqualifies her for i'tikaf. Sexual intercourse, of course, nullifies it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:187, Allah says what means, but don't associate with your wives while you are in seclusion in i'tikaf in the mosques. Those are limits set by Allah. Approach not them. Thus does Allah make clear His signs to men that they may learn self-restraint. It is permissible for the person making i'tikaf to leave the mosque if he had conditioned his stay. For example, the day he goes in, he goes with the intention that I will leave to visit a sick person, that I will leave to follow a funeral. Then he can discontinue his seclusion, goes, visit the sick person, and return, or follows a funeral, and then return. Inside the mosque, the believer should busy himself with recitation of the Quran, prayers, remembrances of Allah, making abundant salah on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is also recommended or preferred to perform many voluntary acts of worship and to occupy himself with the prayers, reciting the Quran, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Him and His greatness, seeking forgiveness, making salam, salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the legal actions that bring him closer to Allah, including studying the meaning of the Quran through the books of tafsir, hadith, books on the lives of the prophets alayhi wassalatu wassalam, books on fiqh, and so on. And it's also preferred to set up a small tent in the courtyard of the mosque, if possible. If possible. And if it's not going to cause any difficulty for others or people coming in and praying. These are some of the etiquettes and rulings regarding this worship of i'tikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it of benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.